You're listening to Mixing Mindsets. I'm Andrew Blank.
And I'm Eric Navrosky, and we hope you find some value out of these conversations about lifestyle, music, and more.
Hey, welcome back to Mixing Mindsets. Today we're talking about harboring a positive attitude. So,
how do you do that?
I feel like we've already talked about this through like earlier episodes, but it truly does start with like a very well-rounded morning for me.
Okay.
And that kind of sets up the, you know, like the whole day.
Right.
And that'll kind of, a good morning usually dictates a good day for me. And when I have, when I live in that like good space within like the first like 3 hours of my day, it kind of sets up the rest of it. So if I like, I'll do like really interesting rituals,
okay,
if you will. So my mornings are usually very consistent and are very like
similar,
very similar, okay, in accordance with like time. So I'll set my alarm for something wacky, like 5:45, like 5:46 or something, like just weird numbers sometimes, yeah, just because. And literally, so I picked this up from like a couple of like entrepreneurial speakers or whatnot. I remember there's one that always sticks in my brain. So I was listening to a speaker called her name is Mel Robbins.
Okay.
And she had this like 5 second rule was her thing.
Okay.
It was kind of like, if you don't take action within 5 seconds, the moment is past.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuck with me.
Okay.
So the moment the alarm goes off, I'm either
up,
I like ready to rock and roll within 10 seconds or it's not happening. So like
interesting.
It's yeah. So literally, so I will dart out of bed. I will shut off my alarm. I will go over to the counter. Usually like eat something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe like it tends to be like an apple or something like that.
Right.
And then within 10 minutes, I'm out the door.
So, okay.
Yeah. And like that's the super early beginnings. So as soon as I'm out the door, workout or something,
mm-hmm,
it's within that time frame that I'm working out that I'm normally listening to something like extremely motivational.
Like a podcast.
Like a podcast. like a motivational podcast about, you know, like
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Just
do it.
Yeah.
And just a lot of that stuff.
Right.
And like as cheesy, yeah,
the
as
rock
it is.
In the Tech N9ne song.
Yeah. Like exactly. It's about drive, yeah, it's about power. Yeah. But literally, like it's all that like cheesy stuff,
mm-hmm,
that I like just force it into me, mm-hmm, early in the mornings, and it actually sets me up and I'm like ready to go.
It's awesome.
And then I come out of that, you know, by like 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
I'm just like, I'm as positive and in just such a like
ready
a happy
to go
state,
yeah,
that like I'm just, I go out into the world and I'm just like, oh, you get to see the best side of me now because,
yeah,
I took the time to create this ball of positivity.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I have a hard time getting up in the morning,
mm-hmm,
that's like the biggest struggle for,
right,
me. But today was one of those days where I got up and I was just like out. Like immediately, I got out of bed. I jumped immediately in the shower, and like that's, I don't want to say like rejuvenating, but it wakes you up.
Yeah,
like because I'm still tired.
Did you ever do like the cold showers?
That's not my life, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Small phase, but yeah, that's a horrible time.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I think the whole purpose of that was like getting comfortable being uncomfortable,
mm-hmm,
which is a great topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think that the cold shower really is going to change my mindset,
mm-hmm,
a whole lot, because I do believe like a lot of these rituals that you do,
mm-hmm,
are because it's putting you in a different mindset because your brain works that way.
Right.
But it might not for everybody.
Oh, exactly.
So like maybe that cold shower does work,
yeah,
for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm up and at 'em today and like, I'm ready to go. You know, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, though, like my work schedule is at 11 to 9.
Right.
So I have some leeway.
That's very
in the
true
morning,
yeah,
where like I typically wake up around 8:30,
mm-hmm,
which means I can do nothing for hours.
Yeah. No,
which is dangerous. But I do like waking up and sort of not really thinking too much and just letting my brain sort of realize that I'm awake.
Right.
Yeah. But I think in a day-to-day basis, that's cool,
mm-hmm,
you know, what you do and whatnot. And I want to focus a little more long-term and broad picture about,
yes,
positive attitude.
Absolutely.
And I, so like, I'm sure it does boil down to like a day to day thing, mm-hmm. but like, I sort of want to dive into a more broad.
Yes.
So for me, I think that so much of what is a positive attitude comes from like your foundational philosophies of life. Mm-hmm. So like, I think if you're that type of person that's like, well, everything sucks and, you know, and everything's bad, and you're basically that half, you know, that glass half full kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. That is not setting yourself up to a long-term positive attitude.
Right.
Right. And I think that's dangerous and kind of scary to be in because it's a vicious cycle of just like negativity.
Right.
You know, and for me, like there is no way around it. Like for me, it definitely boils down to like God. Mm-hmm. Right. So like I have to keep my focus on God and like the positive aspects mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. you know? So like when, you know, biblically it says like we're promised peace and, you know, accepting God, you have a future that is hopeful.
Right.
That to me knows that like, no matter what happens today, mm-hmm. like I might be upset today, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm a happy person.
It doesn't change the big picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 'cause at the end of the day, I'm going to die.
Right.
And I'm going somewhere that exactly. I believe is pretty awesome.
And there's that glass half full mentality. It's just mm-hmm. like you always look from the outside looking in. It's just like, yeah. this little thing might bug me now, but it's not changing who I am internally.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. And that's the difference between someone who has joy. Mm-hmm. like all the time or right. someone who's just like happy, because you know, there's definitely moments in my life where I might not be happy, mm-hmm. you know, something happens and you're like, oh, I'm super bummed about that. Or that really sucked. Or I'm going through a time that's very difficult. You know, I think even now, you know, Sarah and I are definitely going through a more of a difficult time, but that's not going to affect my overall happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, it sucks, but that's part of life, you know, and how to manifest that. To me, it's literally always going back to God.
Your foundations. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think both of our perspectives create the big picture.
Yeah.
If foundationally, you know, like you're spiritually sound, on like in accordance with breaking it down to your day to day, they just both,
yeah,
they're both like, so you're, your foundations of God are within you, on top of doing all of this positive things throughout the day.
Yeah.
It just kind of creates this overwhelming sense of positivity within you. And I think that it kind of boils down to, your happiness, you know, and it's just, if you're able to manifest happiness all the time, because internally you're just correct.
Yeah. I think when people are talking about keeping a positive attitude for day to day, I don't believe that there is a one size fits all kind of thing.
Right.
And I hear a lot of people talking and they're like, well, you got to do this. You got to take a cold shower and you got to do X, Y, or Z. Right. But I really don't think that they're like, someone.
These are just little puzzle pieces that create the big picture. It just, they're just there as like additional things to help you, like they're just add-ons, if you will.
I think you need to find that thing that works for you. And I think it's good to listen to people and say, well, what did you do?
Right.
You know, how do you do it? Yeah. And like, I'm going to try it and maybe that doesn't work, but that doesn't mean that that didn't work for you, which means nothing is going to work for you. There's going to be something else.
Right. It's just about finding it.
Yeah.
I think for me, a big thing was realizing that like, I sometimes need to emulate the people I want to be like. And if I...
Amen, brother.
Yeah, exactly. And if like, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, I have so many different people in the world that just inspire me.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like on this everlasting journey to be like, oh, I like pieces of what this guy likes. And I like pieces of what this guy has. Let's just take those and create who I am with like my foundations of what makes me internally happy.
Yeah.
There's just a huge conversation you have to have with yourself in order to create that overwhelming positivity.
Yeah.
And it has to be, for me personally, it has to be forceful at times.
Yeah.
Like I have to Like, I have to ask myself big questions and I have to get the answers to that, or else I'm just in this state of like questioning. And questioning for me ends up creating that like sadness.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, there's just this internal struggle that like isn't satisfying anything. So like,
yeah,
I have to go out and seek those yeah. big answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you could probably quantify this as, there are external factors that might change your perception, but I do believe that most of this is internal.
Right.
I think that, yeah, something could happen that you're like, wow, I'm super bummed. But this like overall positivity, this overall joy, this overall happiness that you can have being a person.
Right.
Like, is someone going to describe you as a positive person or a negative person or something? I think that's internal.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you need to make that choice yourself. So when things do happen that you're like, wow, this sucks,
right,
you're still going to be known as like, oh, you know, he's a positive person. And I think that's infectious. I think that leads to other people.
Absolutely.
So when you're looking at yourself, if you're thinking to yourself, man, I wish I was more of a positive person, you got to start surrounding yourself
with positivity
and people who are of the like, you know, minded.
Exactly. And then you just kind of all manifest together.
Yeah.
I think there's like a big internal debate that everyone has to have with themselves, and you have to basically like prioritize and realize what matters to you the most.
Yeah.
And just put all of your attention toward those things. And when those things are in a good place, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
It's just like, you can't, the little like mundane things in life can't really get to you.
Because yeah.
if you're the type of person right now where, you know, let's just say like something bad happened to me, like I had a bad day at work or something like that. If you really let that get to you,
yeah,
that's just very bad for your mentality.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah. I feel like we've all been there at some point, and I flat tire.
And,
exactly. Yeah. You know, like someone said this about me. How is that relevant to like my overall life?
Yeah, the big picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of always look at things from that circumstance now. It's like, you said this about me, blah, 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 blah. Is that going to matter to my family? Is that going to matter to me when I'm 65 years old?
Right.
And I just, my brain has
the long
to go
term.
To that. Yeah, exactly. My brain has to go to that. And I'm just kind of like, no, it doesn't. So I just like,
I'm moving on.
Yeah. It's kind of put a big X over that. Yeah. And I go on.
Nope.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think another big bullet point of harboring a, you know, positive attitude is keeping busy.
Yes.
I think it's sort of like a, you know, an analogy of like a river. Like when it's stagnant, it gets gross.
Right.
It gets dirty and muddy and, you know, whatever else happens. But when it's flowing and moving, you know, that's what we need to do with our lives. We need to make sure that we're constantly moving forward.
Absolutely.
There's constantly something to do. And I realized this, especially recently, like, you know, we've got our bands that take up a lot of our energy.
Yep.
We've got a podcast that takes up energy.
Right.
We've got, you know, my studio, you're producing, like all of this stuff that we're so focused on growing and keeping busy.
Right.
Like we don't have the luxury and the time to our own fault, like, to just sit and do nothing.
Exactly.
And doing that, sitting and doing nothing, I think is healthy in moderation.
Yes.
If you can take yourself out of the workday and say, I am allocating this time to rest.
Right.
That's great.
Yes.
And I think everyone should do that, and you should not feel bad about it.
Absolutely.
You know, you should be able to sit down and be like, I worked hard, and now, you know, for the next whatever time, I'm gonna not think about it. I'm not gonna think about work. I'm just gonna chill,
exactly,
relax, and get that energy. I think that's a good thing. But if you just keep sitting there doing nothing, and it's like, well, I've got all this time that I can either do nothing, or, you know, and just wait until I go to work again, or I could try to fill it with something. I think that the latter is the better way to
absolutely
go. You know, is to fill it up.
What really helped me was like the physical acting portion of it, like taking any action at all. So in regards to like wanting to get things done, I became a list person.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're the same way, but like there was something very satisfying about being able to create the physical list, scratch everything off, and when that's done, take a breather. Yeah. Like, just relax. Yeah. There was something about like the accomplishment in doing that.
A dopamine hit of check marking.
Exactly. Otherwise, your I'm list. That type of person that's just like, I need to do a million things. And like, I'll forget what half of them are by the time I'm like done with three of them.
Yeah. And I think those little wins and successes basically on a day-to-day basis are what can really help you with a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
You know, when you can see like, hey, I did, you know, I did something. I accomplished this today.
The sense that of accomplishment. Helps. There was a job to do and you did it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's all these little pieces that create the big picture.
Right. Right. And that helps. You know, I think that helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think this was a positive.
I think this is an extremely positive,
positive episode.
Absolutely.
Word. Well, thanks for tuning in.